Before Enron collapsed and declared bankruptcy, it was the largest energy trader in the United States. Founder Kenneth Lay took advantage of utility deregulation and transformed the way energy was bought and sold in many parts of the United States. Commentator Barry Moline, an electric utility executive, saw the changes firsthand and believes they were a good thing.
Not many folks are lining up these days to sing the praises of Enron. But in the face of news that seems to worsen daily, it's important to look at Enron's contribution to the electric utility landscape. The goal that Enron touted was seductive: lower prices. They envisioned an efficient energy market where buyers and sellers could easily make a deal. This made utility executives both envious and fearful. We thought, how could Enron lower prices better than we can? Their plan must be to squeeze my profits and eliminate my job. The threat was magnified by Enron's political connections. They were buddies with the president, the vice president, several governors, and were wired into many high-level government appointees. As the 800-pound middleman, Enron was on each side of the deal, taking a commission from both the buyer and seller. Their business depended heavily on volume, and they needed lots of it to make money. Last year alone, their online trading business grew from 1,000 to 5,000 transactions per day. To expand markets, Enron spent heavily in the political arena. Their promise of lower prices for all was widely embraced by politicians, along with millions in campaign cash. And boy, were they successful, convincing half the states in just a few short years to quickly deregulate their electric systems. Enron was a pioneer. They were risk takers and treated their employees like entrepreneurs. In many ways, Enron's corporate mission was like the gutsy Mercury 7 astronauts in the early days of the space program. Think big. Take chances. Go where no one has gone before. Unfortunately, it now looks like Enron's profits were as volatile as the natural gas they traded. I don't condone Enron's deceptive accounting shenanigans. However, in spite of this massive display of greed and arrogance, there is one nugget of good news. Enron forced every utility to take a fresh look at how they do business, from cutting costs to treating customers better. For years, regulated utility monopolies increased costs while expecting customers to be thankful for keeping the lights on and their beer cold. But the threat of competition that Enron brought changed all that. It was cold water splashed in our faces. We woke up to realize that unless we give our customers respect, service, and a reasonable price, they might leave us to buy from a competitor down the street. Enron now rides off into the sunset, devastation everywhere. But the company leaves an energy industry that is more efficient, more innovative, and more customer-friendly. For that, we have Enron to thank.
The comments of Barry Moline, executive director of the Florida Municipal Electric Association.